need to thrive. Learn more at imaginablefutures.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where students engage in hands-on learning and research, preparing graduates for real-world challenges that contribute to communities across Kansas and beyond. More information at k-state.edu.
To make your pledge of support to Kansas Public Radio, just visit kansaspublicradio.org. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 406.
It's All Things Considered.
We perhaps expected to find only dogs, but we found a few wolves mixed in.
That analysis also showed something else.
These earliest dogs in Europe, they share an origin with other dogs in Asia and in the rest of the world.
Previously, scientists hypothesized that European dogs were domesticated independently from those in other parts of the world. But the dogs in this study were found to share common ancestry with later dogs around the world. And about half the modern popular breeds in Europe have ancestors going back before humans started large-scale farming.
So that's quite a substantial proportion of present-day European dog ancestry that we can trace back to what is essentially the last ice age.
Scientists are not quite sure what these ice age puppies might have looked like.
We know, generally speaking, that quite early on, dogs are smaller than wolves, a little bit smaller, but that's about it.
Bergstrom says his findings have made him look a little bit differently at dogs he sees today when they're walking down the street.
Perhaps 20,000 years ago, their ancestor was a wolf that looked extremely different. And it's just remarkable how much dogs have changed since domestication, as humans have bred for specific traits. It's a testament to the power of evolution in a way. I mean, it's human driven, but it's still an evolutionary process by which these dogs change genetically over time.
And now we have the DNA to prove that these changes started thousands of years earlier than we once thought.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM, Emporia, many other frequencies all around the state. And always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, a conversation with a Jeffrey Epstein survivor about a new class action lawsuit being brought against the Justice Department and Google over the release of identifying information about approximately 100 victims. We'll also find out more about a Chinese artist being put on trial by China's ruling Communist Party. It's all coming up on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
One way to support KPR is by becoming a sustaining member. KPR is here for you day in and day out, and you can be there for KPR in the same way. Support KPR with an ongoing monthly gift and feel great knowing that every time you turn to KPR, you are a part of making it happen. You can become a sustainer at kansaspublicradio.org. And thank you.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing backup power such as automatic standby generators and backup battery systems for businesses and homes that can be used during storm season. More at cromwellsolar.com.
Breezy conditions tonight with a low in the mid-60s. We do have a slight chance of showers after midnight. Then tomorrow, a 50% chance of showers during the day, chance of storms in the afternoon. Temperatures reaching the lower 80s by early afternoon, then temperatures falling into the 70s. For tomorrow night, a 70% chance of showers and storms with lows in the upper 40s. You're listening to KPR. It is 420.
And it's a fine time to join us at the
publicradio.org. Again, your pledge is being matched dollar for dollar right now, thanks to the generosity of Mike and Tana Aline. They're matching your pledges right now at kansaspublicradio.org. You can call us if you'd prefer, 888-577-5268. However you want to do it, make your pledge now. And from all of us at KPR, thanks.
How do you get your kids to school when you're worried about being detained by ICE?
A block from my house, in the morning, on the way to school, someone was taken out of a truck, disappeared 10 minutes later. Gone. It was like they didn't exist.
In some places, neighbors are stepping in to get kids of undocumented parents to school. We take a trip with a walking bus tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will have your local news.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
News headlines are coming up next. 87 degrees in Emporia, 86 in Atchison, 83 in Chanute. This is Kansas Public Radio. The time is 4:30.
American troops could seize Iran's Karg Island oil export hub. More U.S. Marines and sailors have arrived. Iran is threatening violence against Americans and Israeli military bases and civilians in the region. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas legislature has voted to override Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto of a bill that protects pregnancy resource centers. Those are places that counsel women against abortion. Critics say these centers falsely pose as medical clinics and provide information that is not accurate. The bill will shield the centers from regulations requiring them to provide information about abortions, abortion referrals. Okay, just between you and me, I hate it when it does that. They do it random. I know we have predicted thunderstorms for tomorrow, but there are none right now. That's just a test. As they used to say in the announcement, this is only a test, and they come at random. All right, we are going to try that story again. The Kansas legislature has voted to override Laura Kelly's veto of a bill protecting pregnancy resource centers. State Senator Mike Thompson says that bill will protect life.
Basically, all it does is it ensures that the more than 50 pregnancy centers serving women and families across Kansas cannot be targeted or forced by government officials to act against their beliefs.
However, that law does also provide a pathway for pregnancy resource centers to sue any person or government entity who might violate the rights protected by the bill. Hundreds of faculty members at the University of Kansas have overwhelmingly approved their first union contract. KCUR reports that the faculty union says the contract, which took 2 years to negotiate, was approved with a 92% yes vote. Many veteran professors will see a 1% pay hike, but the union says some 400 of the lowest paid faculty will see a median increase of 14%. Western Kansas farmers might take a pay cut in order to reduce the amount of water they pump out of the aquifer. Kaylin Moore reports that conservation could be the best long-term financial option.
Farmers across the Ogallala Aquifer region know their time is up, and water cuts are coming to conserve the water left. Farmers are wondering what that means for irrigation and their bottom line. Kansas State University researchers say their profits will take a hit. But Micah Cameron Harp, an ag economist, says that irrigated land is over 50% more valuable than dry land.
You know, in a good year, you could have 55% of farms turning a profit. The way that they stay in business over time, though, is that their land values continue to go up.
Cameron Harp says cutting water use will mean farmers can at least maintain some irrigation to keep land values higher. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
It's 4:35.
All things considered from NPR News. Get the NPR app for your mobile device. You can also lean back and enjoy NPR.org, optimized for the iPad. This is NPR. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
A recent survey found that nearly three-quarters of people in the U.S. are worried about whether the news they see online is real or faked. We get it. So at Morning Edition, our team makes sure every detail we report is fact-checked.
The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office has crunched the numbers, and they found that it will cost the federal government about...
Don't worry about separating fact from fiction. Fake-proof your mornings every weekday with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us weekday mornings, 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. Your local host will be Matthew Algio. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, we are going to learn more about what is up in Lebanon. First, Israel said it would take Lebanese territory up to the Litani River. Then it ordered people out of an area 10 miles north of that. One way or another, residents are fleeing southern Lebanon in waves. Our reporter Lauren Freyer is in the boundary zone. We'll hear from her coming right up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
We have a 20% chance of rain tonight, lows in the mid-60s, quite breezy, gusty winds coming out of the south, 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s, but temperatures falling into the 70s in the afternoon.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options, and funding the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information at securitybenefit.com.
It's 90 degrees in Manhattan. It's 89 in Abilene. The time is 10 minutes before 5.
An excellent time.
You will always hear humans reporting stories about other humans for humans like you.
You can pretty much always guarantee that when you hear my voice, it is not AI, because AI would not make the goofy mistakes that I make. At any rate, join us for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 88 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, and the time is 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, offering supervised visitation and safe custody exchanges through the Child Exchange and Visitation Center. Details at casalvks.org.
88 degrees in Lawrence, 88 in Topeka. The time is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison. Lots of other frequencies kind of scattered around the state. We were only able to expand that far because of contributions from listeners just like you. You'll hear some more reasons to contribute here in our next half hour. We'll have an update of news headlines at 5:30. That'll be followed by the story of a 98-year-old judge who is headed to the U.S. Supreme Court to try and get some help in her job. We'll also find out more about a local community waiting for money from FEMA. It was already approved by Congress. It was sitting there. It was approved. It was ready to go. They were going to try and raise the levy in their town. None of that money's been distributed yet, and this is a problem affecting lots of small communities all around the nation. We'll tell you about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Join us Thursday night at 7 o'clock on your KPR1 stations for Classics Live, this week featuring the Topeka Symphony Orchestra with favorites from Schubert and Sibelius, among others. Classics Live, 7 o'clock Thursday night on your KPR1 stations.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more. All available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Partly cloudy skies tonight. We do have a 20% chance of rain after midnight. Breezy with a low in the mid-60s. There's a 50% chance of showers tomorrow. Slight chance of storms in the afternoon. We'll reach our high in the lower 80s fairly early in the day with temperatures falling in the afternoon. It's 85 degrees in Emporia, 83 in Chanute. The time is 5:20.
And it's time to check back in with the folks over at Pledge Central to see...
My strong suit is serving our listeners at Kansas Public Radio. That's Jeff's strong suit. That's Laura Lorson's strong suit. That's everyone who works at KPR. We put you first because that's why you listen to Kansas Public Radio. So make your pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org. And Alan Foster and Mary Galligan will add $200 to your pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. Now we're going back to the news. Thanks.
How do you get your kids to school when you're worried about being detained by ICE?
A block from my house. In the morning, on the way to school, someone was taken out of a truck, disappeared 10 minutes later. Gone. It was like they didn't exist.
In some places, neighbors are stepping in to get kids of undocumented parents to school. We take a trip with a walking bus on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m., the latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Jungle House, introducing their in-house workshops, including DIY terrarium and cactus bars, open every day. Details at junglehousegoods.com.
88 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Emporia. News headlines are coming up next. It's 5:30.
Abilities, though. So ending birthright citizenship could shift the financial burden of serving those students to schools, which are already stretched thin. Janaki Mehta, NPR News.
In stocks, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ fell slightly, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.1 percentage point. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas officials have now named three finalists for the state's next education commissioner. Suzanne Perez reports.
Two of the three finalists are currently working in Kansas and one in Virginia. Reginald Eggleston is superintendent of Geary County Schools and was recently named Kansas Superintendent of the Year. Jake Steele currently serves as Director of Strategy and Operational Alignment at the Kansas Department of Education. The third finalist, Lisa Coons, most recently served as Superintendent of Public Instruction in Virginia. The Education Commissioner is the Chief Education Administrator, overseeing education and implementing policies set by the State Board of Education. Current Commissioner Randy Watson is retiring after nearly a dozen years in the role. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Recent changes to federal food benefits mean some immigrants have lost assistance for groceries. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports that the restrictions could affect as many as 90,000 people nationwide.
Many refugees, asylum seekers, and human trafficking survivors are no longer eligible for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. The reversal is part of the massive spending package that Congress passed last year. The Trump administration says the measure reduces fraud and waste in the program. But Joseph Labrera, a food research expert at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, says there's already a heavy vetting process.
So this is only hurting people who are highly documented, if you think about it. They've gone through that process of demonstrating that they are here for humanitarian protection.
Labrera stresses that SNAP is not and never has been available to people without legal documentation. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
Partly cloudy skies in the forecast tonight with a 20% chance of showers after midnight. It's going to be breezy with winds gusting out of the south up to 35 miles per hour, lows in the mid-60s tonight. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a 50% chance of showers and a chance of storms in the afternoon. Breezy, highs in the lower 80s with temperatures falling into the 70s in the afternoon. Then mostly cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night. We're expecting a low in the upper 40s. It's 88 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 5:35.
Support for NPR.
Not play hard either, because then I shouldn't play. It's a little frightening because it's gotten so aggressive. But, you know, if I fall, I fall. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be.
The buzzer sounds on her latest season, but she's already looking forward to next year.
When people say, how long are you going to play? I say, till I can't.
Shay's had the game she loves taken away from her once before. She's not about to let it happen again. For NPR News, I'm Dan Crocker in Duluth.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
People who listen to NPR News face the facts with familiar voices. We are all figuring out the world together.
You just pointed out this is a complicated subject. We could spend the hour just talking about this, but what do you think needs to happen?
And though the news can be hard, we let ourselves laugh.
Do I have a short voice?
If someone said annoying voice, maybe I'd be like that.
Morning Edition from NPR News is here for you and with you. Listen every weekday.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Tomorrow, your hosts are Michelle Martin, Layla Fadel, and your local host is Matthew Algio. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 90.3 FM in Chanute. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor. Located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence. New arrivals added weekly, open Monday through Saturday. Store hours and more information at hedgeapple.com.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then Chinese AI companies are focused less on being cutting edge and more on attracting customers. There's one top Chinese tech firm that wants its AI chatbot to be the new everything app.
They kind of see the AI model as being the starting point for interfacing with sort of everything else you do.
Companies battling for AI supremacy in China, just in case you were planning on sleeping at some point tonight. Just saying, nothing more to worry about, really. But we're going to talk about it coming up here on KPR. It is 88 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It is 10 minutes before 6.
And we'd like to hear
wonder where your information is coming from, because we tell you, get your news straight from the source every weekday.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. News headlines are 1 minute away. It's 6 o'clock.
Working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, offering supervised visitation and safe custody exchanges through the Child Exchange and Visitation Center. Details at casalvks.org.
85 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Manhattan. It is 6:06.
Dogs change genetically over time.
And now we have the DNA to prove that these changes started thousands of years earlier than we once thought.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, we are always online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can make a contribution to this public radio station, support public media throughout northeast and east central Kansas, and on the World Wide Web. Again, the address, kansaspublicradio.org. Point, click, and support.
Support for KPR comes from Riverette Print and Skate, a source for custom promotional products such as T-shirts, stickers, and more. Available to discuss print projects at its North Lawrence location. Quotes online at riverettks.com.
Coming up in our next 30 minutes, news headlines. Then we'll tell you about a Chinese artist going on trial. Learn about the possible recovery of the remains of D'Artagnan. Yes, I'm talking about the fellow from the Three Musketeers, of which there were four, as you know when you read it. We'll also talk about tariffs on bicycles, all coming up in the next 30 minutes on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Plainspoken Books, publisher of Whirlwind, a memoir tracing Bill Curtis's work in television and radio news, including reporting from Kansas and beyond. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
Many thanks to Greg and Sharon Davis of Manhattan and Lisbeth Gogolski of Topeka for becoming members of Kansas Public Radio during our spring pledge drive. If you would like to join them, it's very simple. Point, click. KansasPublicRadio.org is the address, and I promise you, it's very easy to find on that webpage where you're supposed to go. 85 degrees in Lawrence, 88 in Topeka. It's 620.
Are stepping in to get kids of undocumented parents to school. We take a trip with a walking bus tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting KU Jazz Ensemble 1 with guest Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Thursday, April 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Thank you so much for tuning in to KPR today. If you would like to become a member of Kansas Public Radio, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6:30.
99 cents. That's their highest level since 2022 and a dollar higher than at the beginning of March. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas legislature has voted to override Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto of a bill that protects pregnancy resource centers, which are places that counsel women against abortion. Critics say these centers falsely pose as medical clinics and provide information that isn't accurate. The bill shields the centers from regulations requiring them to provide information about abortions, abortion referrals, or counseling. The Kansas Senate vote to override was 30-9. Republican State Senator Mike Thompson says the bill will protect life.
Basically, all it does is it ensures that the more than 50 pregnancy centers serving women and families across Kansas cannot be targeted or forced by government officials to act against their beliefs.
The law also, however, provides a pathway for pregnancy resource centers to sue any person or government entity who violates the rights protected by the bill. Kansas officials have named three finalists for the state's next education commissioner. Suzanne Perez has the story.
Two of the three finalists are currently working in Kansas and one in Virginia. Reginald Eggleston is superintendent of Geary County Schools and was recently named Kansas Superintendent of the Year. Jake Steele currently serves as Director of Strategy and Operational Alignment at the Kansas Department of Education. The third finalist, Lisa Coons, most recently served as Superintendent of Public Instruction in Virginia. The Education Commissioner is the Chief Education Administrator, overseeing education and implementing policies set by the State Board of Education. Current Commissioner Randy Watson is retiring after nearly a dozen years in the role. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
And hundreds of faculty members at the University of Kansas have overwhelmingly approved their first union contract. KCUR reports that the faculty union says the contract, which took 2 years to negotiate, was approved with a 92% yes vote. Many veteran professors will see a 1% pay hike, but the union says some 400 of the lowest paid faculty will see a median increase of 14%. There's also a $1.5 million pool for merit increases at the department level. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station, wherever you are. Get the NPR app for your mobile device. You can also lean back and enjoy npr.org, optimized for the iPad. This is NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we know you're busy, so we get straight to the point. We go to the people who have the facts, who know the story firsthand, and the decision makers, and we ask the tough questions.
So, Bobby, bubble or no bubble?
Is the system ready?
Is that statement true?
Do they have a plan?
What's in the deal?
What does this mean then for elections in the fall?
Get to the point with us every weekday morning.
Join us tomorrow morning for Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, many other non-Lawrence frequencies as well, all listed for you online at kansaspublicradio.org. We have a bit more All Things Considered still to come. Are with you till 7:01, at which point on your KPR1 stations you will hear news headlines, followed by Stardate, then some classical music. Steve Seal will be your host. If you're joining us on KPR2, stay tuned for This American Life.
Support for KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel in downtown Lawrence, hosting a three-course Easter dinner Sunday, April 5th, 11 a.m. to 5. Reservations can be made by calling 785-838-5503.
20% chance of showers late tonight, breezy with a low in the mid-60s. 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow. Highs in the lower 80s, temperatures falling through the afternoon. 70% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
It's 10 minutes before 7 o'clock.
You're listening to All Things Considered.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for individuals in a variety of career fields who want to help build a culture of inclusiveness. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. From the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. And from Procter & Gamble, maker of Rolaids, containing a dual-active formula with the goal of neutralizing acid in seconds for heartburn relief. Rolaids spells relief. Learn more at rolaids.com. This is NPR.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we don't just tell you what's happening, we tell you why. Listen for the latest developments on the biggest breaking news stories every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Thanks so much for joining us. News headlines are coming up next, followed by classical music. And at 9 o'clock, we shift gears and it's Jazz in the Night. There is a 20% chance of showers late tonight. It's going to be breezy, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and storms. Highs in the lower 80s fairly early in the day. Temperatures falling in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a 70% chance of showers and storms and lows in the upper 40s.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
The time is 7:01. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. The Supreme Court will hear arguments on Wednesday about birthright citizenship. President Trump argues that citizenship should not be guaranteed if the parents came to the U.S. illegally. As NPR's Domenico Montanaro explains, public opinion is split on the matter.
It's complicated and nuanced. I mean, Americans are heavily in favor of granting citizenship to children born to parents who were also born in the United States or those who emigrated to the U.S. legally, but they're split on are much less in support of automatic citizenship for children born to parents who immigrated illegally. For example, a Pew Research Center survey found 9 in 10 are for it for children born to U.S. citizens, but they were split 50 to 49 for babies born to those without legal status or who crossed the border illegally. YouGov found it to be even lower than that. And I'll note that there's a wide range of percentages when you look at other polls on this, even among very reputable surveys.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro reporting. In Lebanon, officials say more than 1,200 people have been killed during an Israeli invasion. More than 1 million have been displaced, and three UN peacekeepers have been killed in the past 24 hours. The UN hasn't determined yet who is responsible, but has condemned the attacks, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The head of UN peacekeeping, Jean-Pierre Lacroix, says two Indonesian peacekeepers were killed in an explosion that hit a logistics convoy. Another Indonesian was killed Sunday when a UN base was shelled. Lacroix says both incidents are under investigation, and it's not clear if the latest attack was a shelling or a roadside bomb.
We strongly condemn these unacceptable incidents, and peacekeepers must never be a target.
Lacroix says he's in constant contact with the Israeli military, which has expanded what he described as a buffer zone inside Lebanon as it tries to push Hezbollah further north. The UN is constrained in what it can do, Lacroix says. The UN's mandate there ends this year. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
NASA says preparations are going smoothly for a Wednesday launch attempt for the Artemis II mission. As NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports, it's the first moon mission since the 1970s.
The four-person crew is in quarantine at Kennedy Space Center, where a 322-foot-tall rocket is being readied at the launch pad. The crew includes a few firsts for a moon mission: the first person of color, the first woman, and the first non-American, a Canadian Space Agency astronaut named Jeremy Hansen. At a press briefing, Hansen said their flight is actually a collaboration with lots of international partners.
It's not just three Americans and a Canadian. It is people literally around the world, and it's a beautiful thing.
Their space journey is expected to last about 10 days. They'll test out their capsule's systems close to Earth, and if all looks good, they'll go on a looping trip around the moon and back. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
Stardate March 30th.
Astronomers have been trying to hear from other civilizations for two-thirds of a century. So far, not a peep. But finding ET might be the easy part. Actually having a conversation might be a lot harder. We wouldn't know what the other folks were saying, or whether they were interested in talking at all. To gain some insight, scientists have been studying some non-terrestrial intelligences here on Earth, whales and dolphins, species that live in the oceans instead of on land. Many of them have complex communications with each other, and some of them interact with humans. One example is humpback whales. They're playful and curious, and they often approach boats and divers. And a recent study suggested that they might be trying to have a conversation. Researchers found a dozen times when humpbacks blew special bubbles while they were near people. The bubbles looked like smoke rings a few feet across. The bubbles were different from those associated with other behavior, such as courting or corralling fish. In most cases, a whale first approached the people, then moved away a bit and blew one or more rings. Some of the whales poked their heads up through the rings. The researchers said the whales might have been trying to play or to see how the people responded. But the bubbles could have been an attempt to communicate, starting a conversation between terrestrial and non-terrestrial life. McDonald Observatory offers workshops, guides, and other resources for teachers. Details at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Clara Schumann. Good evening, I'm Steve Seal. How are you? Nice to be with you. It's Monday night. We've got music by Vivaldi coming up with the amazing guitar playing Romero's. Two members of the extended Romero family coming up to play that. Here's Maria Duenas playing violin with the German Symphony Orchestra of Berlin and Michael Gertz conducting. Introduction in Rondo Capriccioso by Camille Saint-Saëns. Thank you. Tour de force for the capable violinist, always, that piece, and Maria Duenas certainly was that. Introduction and Rondo Capriccioso by Saint-Saëns, Maria Duenas, violin, and Michael Gertz conducted the German Symphony Orchestra of Berlin.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from Riverette Print and Skate in North Lawrence, a source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating for bands or brands, including T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more. More at riverettks.com. And the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the annual Easter Egg Roll with Dole, featuring activities for the whole family, April 4th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Here's a look at the KPR weather forecast. It's 86 and fair. Wind is from the south at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Wind will be from the south at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. Wind will be from the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, thunderstorms with a low in the upper 40s. It's 86 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather.
And this is music of Franz Kromer, who was a Czech composer of the late 18th, early 19th century. Today he's mostly known for his clarinet and double clarinet concertos. So this is a different wind piece, Wind Octet, by Franz Kromer, played here by the Czech.